This is Andrew for Geek News Central. I'm with Christina from Loose Technologies. We're at the Wearable Technology Show, and Loose have a light tracking wearable. Christina, tell us about Loose, and why do we need a light tracking wearable?
Yeah, so nice to meet you, and thank you for talking to me. Yeah, so we need a light tracking wearable because in modern urban environments, we spend 90% of our time indoors, and essentially we do not get the right light at the right time throughout the day. And that causes detrimental effects to our health and our well-being. And most people are not aware of this. We've been so educated in food and exercise, but nobody really educated us around what type of light we need to receive throughout the day. And that's what we wanted to do with this light tracking wearable and app. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I think there's been some awareness recently of the effects of blue light coming from tablets and things before bedtime.
Yes, that's exactly right. So, and then most people come to me and they say, so blue light is bad, right? And I was like, no, it's bad at night, but it's good during the day. And I think that's exactly the quite complicated thing about light. It's not, you know, like it's activity where it's just about getting, make as many steps as possible, but it's about getting the right light at the right time. So essentially you can just look at nature and then be like, okay, during the day in nature, daylight is very high intensity blue light. So that's what I need to get during the day when I need to stay alert and energized. And then during the night when I need to produce melatonin and wire down, I need to avoid blue light. And that's it. Because the sensors directly detect around 480 nanometers, so the blue wavelengths in the spectrum, that has a direct impact on the melatonin production. And melatonin is basically our natural sleep hormone, so that's why we should avoid blue light 2 to 3 hours before we go.
Okay, so the Loose looks like a little button that you wear on your clothes?
Yes, exactly, that's right. And yeah, there's actually an existing product on the market that is very clunky and a bracelet with a light sensor, and it's very expensive. It's like £3,000, where this is £89 retail. And the thing is, what we realized is that both for researchers and, you know, in general light, you really need like a discreet wearable so that you can wear it throughout the day, even though you don't want to feel like throughout the day, even if you're going to the, you know, dinner party or whatever. So something very discreet. But we couldn't make a bracelet. That's something is people like quite used to seeing in wearables, because often, you know, that's so far away from the eyes, and we're mimicking the receptors in the eyes. So we made this clip that you can put on your clothes, your color of your shirt, or on your revers, on your jacket, and really place it as close as possible to the eyes, so that you get representative data. And yeah, really trying to produce something that is and non-obtrusive and can fit into like a blue suit or an everyday outfit. Yeah.
Okay, so somebody wears this during the day,
yeah.
They get home, they sync it with their mobile phone, something like that?
So it's essentially a bit like a Fitbit or another fitness tracker. So you're synced with your phone, just in the background, syncs through Bluetooth. And then we created this kind of instant function, which is now function, and a bit of like a gadget function, where you can instantly can see how the light in your surroundings is affecting you. So if the light is making you sleepy or energized, and in here, the light is terrible. It's actually making me very sleepy. I could see on the phone as well. So it's not stimulating the circadian system, and it's not good throughout the day. And then we also have a day function, where throughout the day you can see what type of light you received at the specific times. And we made two goals, a bit like the 10,000 steps. So a daylight goal, where it's about receiving 100 light stimulus for as long as possible, minimum at 100%. And then as well a sleep ready goal, where it's about avoiding blue light 2 to 3 hours before you go to sleep. So there's some education in the app, and now we're working with behavioral scientists to develop this light diet program. So a 3-week program that you can go through with notifications, actionable feedback, to really help users, you know, adjust their lifestyle and improve habits.
Very good. And I mean, it's battery powered. How long does it last between charges and that kind of thing?
So it has the battery life is 7 days on a single charge. And so that's it. But that was what you were asking for, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. And does it integrate with any other platforms, like IFTTT or With the Fitbit environment or anything like that?
It's a great question. Right now, so we are still in the beginning of our journey, but one thing that we're really working on is integrating it into smart lighting systems so that the data can then feed back into the lighting systems and then adjust the lighting to you and your needs. So the artificial light that, yeah, so but right now we are only with our own app and focusing on that.
Yeah, no, that would be really cool because I have Philips Hue and LIFX, so it would be great if it could adjust the color to kind of get redder, presumably, as it gets towards bedtime.
Yeah, exactly. Or it knows that you have to go travel or something like that. So that's one of the, for the home and the office, really have that integration system with the smarter lighting.
Okay, I think you mentioned the price already.
Yeah, so it's £89.
Okay, and if people wanted to know more, is there a website?
Yeah, so the website is lystechnologies.co.uk.
That's great. Look, thanks very much indeed, Christina.
Thank you so much. Yeah, have a good day.